you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside hour two of the Miles McBride Show. I'm Miles McBride. Alongside me, Miles McBride. Miles McBride.
I say it like the south side of Chicago. It would be MacBride.
MacBride, like McDonald's.
Like McDonald's.
Like McDonald's. Right. McDonald's, they have the golden arches. We have the golden arcs. McFlurby, the toppings are on the bottom. See, the toppings are on the bottom. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Lakers on top of the Hawks right now, 34-26 late in the first quarter. Meanwhile, Knicks have a 10-point lead over the Warriors, about 4.5 to go before halftime. Miles McBride of the Knicks, 18 points already. It is the Miles McBride game.
And your guy Jalen Brunson trying to carve through four defenders.
That's what Jalen.
So that's good.
No Anunoby. That's what he has to do. I mean, really,
I just decided I'm going to put on a cape.
You know, it's just OG Anunoby. The Knicks are 15-2.
Yeah, I get
with
it.
Him. He's the MVP
great.
Of the league.
No.
We're the best team in the league with Anunoby. Best defense in the league without one guy has not made more of a difference on his team this year. But now, elbow injury that he came back from. Now he's going to be out multiple games. He's out tonight. It's like, how can the Knicks not have nice things? I mean, come on, man. How can the Knicks not
it's
have
your
nice
fault.
Things?
We've talked about this. You get teased. You get taunted.
Yes. Yes.
You get a little
all
bit excited.
All of these things. Yes.
Like me, right?
All
we're
of
just
these
talking
things.
With Jason Lockenfour last hour. We're talking a lot about the Justin Fields and the trade to Pittsburgh, doing right by Justin, all of these kind of things. Like, no, you're still a business. like massaging his ego or anybody else that's coming into the room, screw that. Get the best return that you can. Or in the case of where you're at right now, you say you are going in a holding pen until we get an injury or something else that behooves us to make this move.
That was very Chris Farley-esque. You got like real peak Chris Farley in the middle of that for about 3 or 4 seconds. You really got there. Good. No, you got there. That was pretty sweet.
But you got to have something that moves the needle. Instead, you said, all these other trades have been done. It's like, he looked good in the Pittsburgh uniform. Go ahead. You
Jason, there was a little Steve Ballmer developers in there, too.
There was some Ballmer, yes. Was some Ballmer there, yes.
Mixed between that and Farley.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway,
you Ballmered into Farley and then Farleyed into Ballmer.
Toilets! All you did was you built all this hope and expectation. Hey, these guys are getting it right. They're figuring it out. Bears are turning a corner. And then they make their trade. And I get it. The market sucks for him. You know what? You don't trade him.
Sucks.
You don't bother. So, same thing. I was all excited, thinking, hey, moving into big parts. And even, Keenan Allen, in his trading card market, one of his top rookie cards, now trading for about 3 times what it was as a member of the Chargers.
Yeah, good luck getting him to smile.
Getting excited. Well, no. But he did say, how much consideration and feelings about when they asked you to take the pay cut and, knowing that would mean the end, he goes, none. I had a good season. But your Knicks, you get excited.
Yeah.
OG was back.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. No. But you bring up Justin Fields, who is now a Pittsburgh Steelers, you saw over the weekend. And there's a big bowl prediction coming up in a second. But first of all, let me just say this. Yes, we told you the Bears overplayed their hand. We've been telling you this from the beginning. They needed to strike when the iron was hot. You heard from Jason Lockenfour a few minutes ago, and he confirmed it. Yeah, at the combine, Poles is walking around going, this is what we want for Justin Fields, and that scared people off. They blew it. That's why they had to trade him for a 6th-round pick, and it's why Justin Fields had more power in his destination. There's no way they would have gotten a 2nd-round pick from somebody and still they sent him to the Steelers for the 6th-round pick. If the offers were about the same, yeah, okay, you want to go to the Steelers, we'll look like a good franchise, we're trading you out of the AFC, which is what we want, we can make it happen. But make no mistake, the Bears blew it. We told you for the longest time, they had to strike when they had the iron hot, at the cut, figure out some kind, but no, they decided to overplay there, and that's exactly what
happened. But it was a tepid market, even at its best.
But that doesn't matter. Would you rather have a 6th-round pick, or would you rather have a 3rd-round pick? You'd rather have a 3rd-round pick, right? Okay.
Yeah, but again, presuming that you would have been able to get a 3rd-round pick.
Say to me, would you rather have a handful of cashews, or would you rather have a small dish of ice cream? I'd rather a small dish of ice cream.
I
want a big dish of ice cream, but I don't have that. So if I have a small dish of ice cream, 6th-round pick, 3rd-round pick.
Cashews would be better for you.
Yeah, but cashews when you can light on fire and they light. Are those cashews?
You can light most things on fire.
No. Well, no, you can. But cashews, like, what's... Oh, no, macadamia nuts. You can light macadamia nuts on fire. No. What nut can you light on fire? I've seen people do it. So you hold the nut, a Brazil nut? Maybe a Brazil nut. You can light the top of it on fire. You can see it burn.
I don't think Brazil nuts are any good. So I would say no.
Well, that's why you light them on fire.
In fact, many nuts, especially pistachios, are considered dangerous.
It's not pistachios.
Cargo. Wait a minute. Because they can spontaneously combust.
They can what?
Spontaneously combust.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Shut up.
I don't know what spontaneously was. I'm sorry.
I was speaking too fast.
You spontaneously combust.
Hey, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
You were like, when I tried to teach my 2-year-old cousin to say the word paparazzi, and he kept saying, papa potsy.
You watched a lot of Happy Days.
Spontaneously combust. But
now, relatively few nuts, though, stay lit.
Oh, okay. All right.
As steadily as Brazil nuts.
Brazil. So there it is. I had the nut right. But first of all, bold prediction here. Like we told you this was going to happen. The Bears completely blew their market. And maybe kind of a double bold prediction, but one is kind of doubling down on a double bold prediction. Wow. So I'm just going to say it. Justin Fields is starting by week 6. There is no way he is not. And this has nothing to do with the fact that Russell Wilson was promised to start, which is all this ridiculous crap that was thrown out there just to make Russell Wilson feel good. Right? If we don't tell Russell Wilson he's not the starter, he's going to be really upset. But what Russell Wilson doesn't know or is not ready to understand and that he doesn't see is that he is a bridge quarterback. He was signed to be a bridge quarterback until their quarterback of the future is ready. And he thinks, I'm going to play this year, and Justin Fields is going to play behind me, and I'm going to play great, and I'm going to sign a new 3-4 year deal somewhere else and make a lot of money, or they'll trade Justin Fields for whatever it is. This is what Russell Wilson thinks. Russell Wilson, we told you, is a bridge quarterback at best. He will start until the other guy is ready. And for Justin Fields, it's going to be when he's ready to run the show. And unless Russell Wilson plays and balls out, which we've seen Russell Wilson the last couple of years, that ship has kind of sailed. But the desire to see Justin Fields, they didn't trade for Justin Fields in the last year of his deal to say, okay, we're going to sit here and not play him. And then when it gets to the end of the season, we're going to go, I don't know if we want to extend him. He will play. He will play by week 6 at the latest. The desire to see him play and the fact they traded for him, even though they just traded for a 6th-round pick, they got him to be their quarterback. He is playing by week 6, and the Russell Wilson experience will be done by then. It could be even sooner, but by week 6 will be enough to say, hey, we gave Russell Wilson a chance, enough of a chance, and now there's 10, 11 games left for Justin Fields to really get into it with it. We're fine. We're fine. We can give it to him then. They're not going to yank him. They're not going to Steelers are always going to do things the quote right way. So Wilson will get a little bit longer than normal. And when Fields is ready to come in and succeed, he's not just going to come in when he'll come in when he is ready to succeed. And when that happens, he's a starting quarterback, and it's week 6 at the latest.
Yeah, I don't think it makes it out of training camp. I would go to the lock and four thing. Look, there's a lot of warts.
Don't make Russell Wilson cry. If he's listening, he's crying right now hearing that.
Well, then, you know, it's a harsh reality.
He's crying.
Maybe
right now.
Someone should play a violin for him, because here's the reality. There were 80 million plus reasons that the Broncos said, we'll see you in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And the Seahawks before that. Like, nah, here's where we're at. We're at the fork in the road. You know what? We're going to take it. See you, Russ. And off he went. So now we look at the Steelers. They're not into him other than, what, $1.2 million. You don't have to really go and try to work to his ego at this point. Now it becomes, what do we need to do right now to win? And for Mike Tomlin and company, what I would take going to the end of the season to where we're at now, some of that rhetoric that we kind of raised our eyebrow going, wow, this is out of character for the Steelers, right? From Khan talking about where they're at and how they're going to build their roster to the ownership talking about how it's a new day and, you know, there's a sense of urgency here. It's always been presumed Mike Tomlin's there forever. He's in the last year of his deal. And we all love the sound bites we get, but you're trading off a Super Bowl from a long time ago. And the streak of winning seasons are great. When have you last competed? When have you last been a threat?
And well, they think they were a threat last year. We were 10-7. Oh, we had bad quarterback play.
You got in.
No, you know.
No, you got
we
in.
Thought
that's
we were
great.
A threat last year.
That means you can go 10-7 again this year with whoever your quarterback is. And you're in an AFC North that is going to be a pain in the ass. Right? Unless Burrow gets hurt again, Deshaun Watson gets hurt again, and they have to go to quarterback 2, 3, 8. Although, wouldn't it be great to see Jameis Winston leading some level of...
Oh, that'll happen. That'll happen.
To some degree.
That'll happen.
But he's got his issues in the past, too. So, like, not exactly a feel-good story altogether. But, you know, just go on down. And then the Ravens aren't going anywhere. So, presuming whether it's Wilson or Fields that suddenly you're breaking the bank and running towards a Super Bowl is laughable. And that you're going to get more than 10 games out of T.J. Watt at this point, right? We know the record when he's not on the field. Ta-da! It all goes to hell. But in this case, Justin Fields, there's still something you believe to be unlocked. Russell Wilson, you're trying to keep whatever you liked out of the blueprint in Denver and saying, all right, if we can coax that, 26-8, it looked great cosmetically. Go back and watch the tape. Mm-hmm. It was not clean. And yes, I know they dropped some footballs. Everybody dropped footballs.
I could say, and I could see where potentially it could be Justin Fields a little bit sooner than we, you know, you want to say start of the season. But this is what people forget. It's hard to lose a quarterback competition anymore in the preseason. You have to be absolutely terrible in 7-on-7 drill. Because it's not like you get game experience.
No.
And the Steelers aren't going to play Russell Wilson nor Justin Fields a lot in the preseason. So as long as you're sharp enough in practice, you can't. It's hard to really lose a quarterback competition in the preseason. So do I see Russell Wilson playing poorly enough to? No. Justin Fields would have to go crazy. And is that really going to happen? So that's why, look, it's going to go just like this. He's going to start. Justin Fields is going to have enough time to jump in and also start as the quarterback as not being, hey, the absolute savior right off the bat. Where it's not like, okay, we're ready. Here's the lights are bright on you. Week one of the regular season. Good luck. It's going to be get a little bit of time. You see the guy in front of you is not any good. Hey, less pressure coming in. We want to put you in a position to succeed. And he'll be in their position to succeed. But mainly, really, it's not like old days. Like, there's no quarterback derbies anymore. There's not because you just don't play enough in games. So,
that's a rigged game.
Wilson's going to wind up doing it.
Now, how about this? In those first 6 weeks, we see some alternate packages from Arthur Smith to throw Justin Fields onto the field.
Hey, I really don't want to play wide receiver. Just get out there, Fields. Look, I really don't.
No, right, Russell fine. Sits his ass down and Justin Fields come out. Now,
he's like Tim Tebow and Chris Leak.
He's Antoine Randall-El, once upon a time a quarterback.
He comes in like Tebow comes in. Jump passes and all stuff around. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Who didn't like a good jump pass?
Get ready. You know, that could really work in the NFL.
I mean, Russell Wilson needs it.
Yeah, the jump pass near the line of scrimmage, like near the end zone. Or like on a 4th-and-1 play, yeah. A little jump pass. Yeah.
I mean, Derrick Henry's gone to great success.
That worked.
With
you
the
do that.
Halfback pass.
I like the jump pass.
Yeah.
The other, if Tebow, who was absolutely awful, could do it, then anybody else can. That's the whole thing. It's like, well, that's Tebow's thing. No, if he could do it, anybody could do it. So,
and
okay.
You know what's funny? We're talking about the Steelers.
Yeah.
And you get to bring up Tim Tebow.
Tebow.
And Tebow heroics.
Tebow. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Too soon.
Look what you did.
Still too soon.
Look what you
Still
did.
Too soon. The Jason Smiths sure. With Mike Harmon live, the TireRack.com studio. Yeah, not only will Justin Fields be starting by week 6, Winnie would tell you exactly how far he can take the Steelers. We have that and another big take out of the NCAA tournament coming up next right here, because something that we take for granted could be gone forever from the tournament very, very soon. It's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what really sets them apart. So, lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. And fill out your tourney bracket now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit FoxSportsRadio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket and win great prizes. The FoxSportsRadio.com Bracket Challenge is now live and presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
Coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget
what
those clowns say. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Knicks with a six-point lead over the Warriors at halftime. Lakers on top of the Hawks right now, 58-45, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. This might be a Lakers or back. I'm just saying.
Is Trae Young ever going to play again?
It might be. No, he's not. Not until he plays for the Knicks after this year.
Had that finger surgery, what, three-plus weeks ago?
Yeah.
He's I think this is the 12th straight game he's missed.
Yeah, no, he's becoming kind of like Ben Simmons, where, boy, really, is no, don't see him that much anymore. He's going to get traded.
He had a good run.
So we'll have more in the NBA coming up in a bit. But just really quick, a little bit more on the Justin Fields move to the Steelers before we get to something big in college basketball that you may not see again unless there's a big change. I told you that if the Steelers got Justin Fields, they'd be my Super Bowl pick.
Look,
because he fits that offense extremely well. He is very talented. I'm sorry that not a lot of teams didn't want to offer up a lot for him, and I think we could go back at the end of this next year. Like this year, like right now we're saying, can you believe nobody wanted to give Lamar Jackson money last year? Can you really believe that? Nobody wanted to give Lamar Jackson money. I mean, how crazy does that sound? The guy wins the MVP. Like, can you believe that at this time last year, Lamar Jackson was, we don't know.
I just like that Arthur Blank kind of danced around it and then didn't. And then he did everything he could and mortgaged his soul to bring in Captain Kirk.
Now, yeah, it might have been more difficult, depending on what you, but you could have easily put out a poison pill type contract. You could have got Lamar Jackson and the Ravens couldn't have matched and they would move on. I think next year at this time, we'll be sitting around going, can you believe nobody wanted Justin Fields and the Steelers had to get him at the end of free agency for a sixth round pick? Can you believe that? I mean, the guy is that good. And as long as he plays the majority of the season, I told you minutes ago, there's no way he's not the quarterback by week six. As long as he plays, yeah, they're a Super Bowl caliber team. Watch what he does. They're going to go out and get another wide receiver. There's a couple of guys out there. They have the resources to do it. They have draft picks. They will get somebody else big to bring in alongside George Pickens. They'll bring in the right guy. They'll bring in someone who's not going to be someone who is disappointed or upset or could be a distraction.
Who's left?
But I heard Brandon Ayuk. So there's lots of guys. There's lots of things you can do. But he's going to come in and be an incredible difference maker on a team with two good running backs, a good tight end, one really good wide receiver. You know another one's on the way. The Steelers are taking care of things. And yes, as long as he starts the majority of the season, they are a Super Bowl team, 100%.
I would love to see them be bold and package whatever they needed to go get Ayuk. Obviously, we talked about it. You're in for nothing for your quarterbacks for this year. I mean, Fields is making no money. Russell Wilson costing you nothing.
And if you keep Fields for next year, I think it's $25 million if you pick up his option. So not awful, you know, not awful to have a guy. Okay, we'd do that for next year and work it out. Look, and that's why he's going to play. They didn't trade for him to sit the whole season at the end of this year and go, oh, yeah, we're not going to exercise that option. He's going to play. Russell Wilson, like, lives in his own world right now where he's one of those guys. What's the old saying that the key to being a good leader is to look like you're being chased by somebody, is to be chased by somebody, but look like you're leading a parade, right? Like, that's what I mean, you know, and that's kind of what Russell Wilson is right now. He's being chased, but making it look like I'm leading a parade. Yes, I'm very excited to be here. Justin and I will have a great real quarterback room. Hey, sent the email to Kenny Pickett or note to Kenny Pickett before he got traded. Egg, we'll make this team the best it can be. He's living in his own world right now, Russell Wilson.
Quarterback. But he's also doing exactly what we talked about with Aaron Rodgers, again, before some of the later video appearances and the McAfee stuff and the Kimmel stuff, and is he going to be vice president, and all of those, and did he or did he not say some things having to do with conspiracies?
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's still unknown, right? Yes, you had it reported, but then you could kind of throw stuff up against the wall and see if it sticks, right, as far as that goes. But it was the same idea of when he went on all of those tours and started showing up around Manhattan. Here he is on Broadway, shaking hands and kissing babies. It was a lot of image rehabilitation. Russell Wilson and his team, they've seen the mess from the last couple of years. And I know they've had some losses, and they've gone through some heartache with people that were advisors to him and such. But he's got to know that he comes in with everybody given the people's eyebrow. Right, The Rock's famous eyebrow is up and raised in his general direction of what is he going to be like as a teammate, right? The offices and everything that was going on in Denver, and now it's a hard reset where you're trying to stay in the league in year 13. Nah, I don't think it's quite so easy there. So you do your best to do an image rehabilitation. Look, I'm one of the guys. The running joke is, when does he reference Iron City beer? Primanti Brothers, or start calling everybody Yinzers?
Are any of those things healthy? Come on. Primanti Brothers, that's like calories.
Oh, very healthy.
Come on, man. There's very calories healthy. In
you know
those.
I want a sandwich.
The calories more fries on it, the healthier.
He's not going to talk about fries in a positive sense. Are you
fries,
kidding?
Yo.
He'll do high knees to those fries.
High knees.
30,000 feet. High knees.
What's the high knees equivalent of a sandwich? Not in calories. High knees.
Now I want a Primanti Brothers sandwich.
Do you know what
else?
Thanks
a lot for nothing.
That's okay. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to make you even happier. He's going to.
I don't
wind
think
up,
that's possible.
He's going to wind up talking like they do in Pittsburgh as well.
Oh no!
Oh no! This is how it's going to go.
It's
look,
New Zealand.
I'm coming in just talking
what
like
you
here. I'm part of the family. I'm part of the city right now. This is me. I'm here. Look, all you Yinzers. Yeah, I like that magic word that Mike Harmon just had out there. This is what we're doing. Look, I'm happy to be here from Denver. And by way of Seattle, I'm happy to be here.
Here? What are you, Canadian?
Yes. No. That's how we talk. No, you don't know. You know, it's how they talk in Pittsburgh.
Famous people from New Zealand,
yes,
include
no.
Russell Crowe, no. Melanie Lynskey.
Melanie Lynskey's from New Zealand?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
She's having a great last year, boy, Melanie Lynskey.
But you hear her when she drops all the 2.5 men and other affected speech.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's more New Zealand.
But
it's
like Sam Neill. Sam Neill, I finally got myself into
Yeah, but Samuel always was always like, "I Jurassic Park." Yeah, you know, it's a little bit, you know.
Mike, you forgot a big one.
Who's that?
Bluey.
Bluey?
Bluey's everywhere. I mean, Bluey's taken over half of an aisle at the Costco by
Bluey?
Me with all the toys
Damn
that are
right.
out there now.
So get ready.
Bluey.
Well, you know, whether it's me or Justin, we can be a Super Bowl team here in Pittsburgh. We could be a Super Bowl team. Hey there, Steelers. Here we go, Steelers. I like how he's trying to make it. Here we go, Steelers. Now he's trying to make it.
No,
here we
that's
go.
Good.
Here we go. Here we go, Steelers. Ooh, hey. Ooh, I got a feeling. Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Let's sing that song again. Yeah, no.
Hey, Justin, Smith, when are you going to return those Yager bobbleheads?
No, Kenny Pickett stole
Making
them, man.
Pittsburgh.
Come on.
Yager,
dude, Kenny Pickett stole them on the way out of town.
With those small hands, you know how long it took him? He's still taking them.
He can only take,
yeah, but it looks
he
like
can only
a
take
giant
half a bobblehead at once.
First, I got to carry out the heads.
Justin Fields, Steelers, Super Bowl.
60-1.
Live it. Know it.
60-1.
Get
right
it in now.
Now.
Get it in now. Fill out your tourney brackets now at Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit foxsportsradio.com now to register. Fill out your bracket and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket. Winning bracket wins the ultimate college sports trip for you and a friend with a $2,000 graduate hotels gift card, a $1,500 travel card, and a basketball swag bag. The foxsportsradio.com Bracket Challenge is now live and presented by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. And by Tractor Supply. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, so today was a day, we mentioned this very briefly off the top of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The travel portal is open in college basketball, and already nearly 200 players have said, I'm out, I'm in. Syracuse is losing too. Qadir Copeland's going to leave, which I'm so bummed about, but this is what happens. And unless this changes, and we can push the opening of the transfer portal to, you know, a little bit later than the day after the regular season ends, it's going to kill the NIT. because you saw how many schools said no to the NIT. St. John's saying no, and Syracuse and a whole bunch of it. They're taking teams under 500 who are going. They're all saying no because the transfer portal is open on Monday, and they'd rather get a jump at next year because you know you're going to be losing players, and you want to be able to get in on the ground floor of recruiting players to come play for you. So what is it worth it to play in the NIT if you fall 2 weeks behind? Because in 2 weeks, then you're still going to have your players opt out, but there's going to be less people in the transfer portal. So what are you going to do? If they don't change this, it's going to kill the NIT. And I get that the NIT is obviously it's way down the list of, you know, it's not the NCAA tournament, but really, the NIT has been a big thing for a long time. You're in my lifetimes. It used to be the biggest tournament. It's still a thing that is pretty cool to see. And you saw a lot of big-time schools that could have gone in, because it would have been fun on some nights to watch, hey, St. John's play Syracuse or a couple other teams play. But we're not going to get that because teams decided it's much more important, and I agree with them, it's much more important to get in early on transfer portals because we're going to lose a couple, two or three guys. We got to get two or three guys. And so to do that, yeah, you have to. There's no reason why you can't move the transfer portal a little bit later. There's no, a month doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You can have the transfer portal open in 30 days. The day after the NCAA tournament, you want to have the transfer portal open, open the transfer portal. It's not killing anybody, but you're going to kill the NIT. And eventually, you're going to wind up killing it anyway, because the NCAA teams in the tournament go, wait a minute. So now we're in the tournament, but we got to wait. Whoa, that's not fair. Just push it. You're not hurting anybody. It's a month of college basketball, okay? You can push it to then. You'll save the NIT.
Finally, potentially a positive story for the NCAA. Hey, look, we proactively did this.
Yeah.
On your behalf.
Yeah, to help you.
Because think about it. Even if you're a team that is, whatever, you're a 12 seed. Yeah, they win a bunch. But anyway, just the idea that you're pushing into the next week at least. I understand the logic. I hate it, right? Something doesn't sit right with the, hey, we've been selected for a postseason, but yeah, blank you, it's not in our interest to do this, right? You've got a system that is horribly flawed.
Yeah.
If that's the case. Like, it's one thing for a player to say, you know what, I don't want to play in this bowl game because my fortune's made, right? McCaffrey years ago and how much flack
he got. But you can still play the game. You can still play the game.
But as a team, as a university, as what it means for the rest of your players, right? One of the arguments that spawns out of this natural is for a lot of these guys, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you've prematurely truncated the final year of their NCAA lives, right? They're not going to play basketball after this, whether it's the NIT or NCAA. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's the NIT. Yes, it's not the same level of prestige anymore, but it's still another game with your squad that you've been battling with.
Yeah.
Another game as a team. And by having the transfer portal open like this, you saw the immediate reaction. Some of it, I think, was just saltiness of we got snubbed, so blank you, we're not going.
No, you know, I don't think that's the case anymore. As upset as Rick Pitino was, oh, I hated my team 2 weeks ago. No, we're not in the tournament. No, it's a business decision to say no. It's a business because everybody wants more games and want to keep playing. The coaches want to keep coaching. The players want to keep playing. Playing for a championship is still playing for a championship, and it's still a fun thing. It's still a good thing to do. It does nothing but help your team for next year. So I think, you know, I think it used to be you get a couple of teams very emotionally go, screw that, we don't want to go. Now I think it's much more business of, yeah, this doesn't help us.
There's a calculation.
Sure. Look, take Syracuse, for example. They had 8 healthy players at the end of the season, right? They knew they were losing at least a couple
of
players to the portal.
That's still 3 more than Boeheim ever played.
Well, no, he played six. One guy would get a couple minutes. But they had 8 healthy players at the end. Now, you can play the NIT with that, but they knew we're going to lose at least a couple of guys. So we can't play in the NIT if we're going to lose a couple of guys. We're down to 6, and 2 guys left today. So we can't play. We can't play because you're doing this. So now Syracuse would have been a great draw in the NIT. You're talking about Syracuse.
But that's the thing, right?
These teams are great draws, and you're saying, no, we can't. We got to have under 5. If you don't change this, you are going to kill the NIT. It's going to be dead in a year and a half.
And you start thinking about those teams. Like, we're getting in. We don't want the at-large. We're just done. We know we can't win it all, so screw it. We want to call dibs on guys in the portal as well. And it's another week. Push it 3 weeks, get to April, get to opening day of Major League Baseball in earnest, because obviously we'll have our first game from Korea coming up. But it's just the idea that teams have to make this decision is just an awful look in a string of just awful looks and decisions in the process. And I get it. A lot of this happened pretty fast, so you can't see it. Couldn't see it coming quite to the same level, right? The way the portal works now versus, all right, we have transfers. And you'll have some guys from the back end of the bench, guys that aren't getting playing up. But now you're talking about with NIL and the way the world works in college buckets right now, there's just so many names and starters that are looking for greener pastures and, well, more green. So why not change that calendar and give everybody a puncher's chance? And if they want to opt out,
I don't know
out,
why I can't.
They can
I
still really opt don't. Out. You know, Syracuse, if they want to take their ball and go home, they can. But it's not because, hey, we're losing two guys today, so it's a numbers game where we can't.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Carmen. It'll just fade out, very quiet death the next couple of years. There goes the NIT. Coming up next, you know, usually I say I hate to say I told you so when I'm right about something. No, this next one, I'm going to love to say I told you so about it. It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart from the rest. So, lace up your sneakers, make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today, and fill out your tourney bracket now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit FoxSportsRadio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts like Mike and I, fellow listeners, to see who's got the best bracket and win great prizes. The FoxSportsRadio.com Bracket Challenge is now live and presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We got big baseball news coming up in a few minutes. Take one huge free agent off the market. But, you know, normally I like to start some conversation, say, you know, I hate to say I told you so. But no, this I'm going to take very special pleasure in saying.
Okay.
I love to say I told you so. Part of the Justin Fields trade to the Pittsburgh Steelers was the fact that Kenny Pickett found himself out of Pittsburgh,
yeah,
traded to the Eagles, for a few reasons.
You were really kind of salty that we weren't on Friday night.
I was a little salty when that happened. I was like, oh, come on, man. I told you this guy stinks. I told you he didn't want to be all these things. And it all came true.
Because it happened right before Byer and I went on.
I was so mad.
Friday, we were in for Doug, and you were off to go.
I was driving to Arizona when it broke. I'm like, of course I was right about this.
I debated calling you and saying, hey, come on in.
Man, I'll tell you.
But I figured it was going to be too big a victory lap. I didn't know how deep you were into the sauce on the day off. So I was a little nervous.
No, I'm not drinking in the car. No, it's, I'm not. Not 20,
well, I didn't know if you were driving.
I'm not 22 in college on it. Road trip, man. Let's just drink. No. It's not me, man. It's not me. Now, Diet Coke and listen to music and you know, that's me, sure. But it all started week 17 when Kenny Pickett, according to reports, refused to dress as the emergency quarterback, upset that he didn't get his job back when Mason Rudolph played well at the end of the year. And then after the Steelers obtained Russell Wilson, he canceled a workout with him and the other team's wide receivers, did not respond well to this, and they knew we got to move on from him. So they trade him away to the Eagles, who now the only time he's getting on the field is preseason. Good luck. And on his way out of Pittsburgh, did not mention the team, only thanked the fans and the people of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because before you say, well, maybe. No. Athletes, everybody on social media knows what they're doing, right? This is, social media is like a player's left arm, right? It's very important. They know what they're doing. And here's Kenny Pickett, salty on the way out of town. I told you he was a bad quarterback. I told you he didn't have the mental toughness. I told you he didn't want to play, and you found out all of these things. And now, oh, I'm happy for the next part of my career. You're happy going to be a backup? I know you grew up an Eagles fan, but you're happy going to be back and not playing? The fact that he tells me he's happy to go somewhere to be a backup tells me, why am I ever going to pay you to start again? If you're happy going somewhere to be a backup, come on, man. You had a chance to potentially say, all right, it may be a fixed competition, but I'm going to go out there. At least Zach Wilson said, I'm going to make that guy's life hell in practice every day. Okay, that's great. You never know what's going to happen. Maybe you lose the gig. Maybe Wilson gets hurt. Maybe he stinks. We've seen it. You wind up playing. Instead, no, I'm going to go somewhere where I really know I have no chance to play unless an injury happens in front of me. The fact that he's so okay with that and how it ended in Pittsburgh, I told you about Kenny Pickett. I told you he wasn't any good. And yet still, the Steelers and their fans tried to prop him up for 2 years when really he's Zach Wilson. And now we're never going to have to talk. After tonight, we never going to. Now watch, I'll talk about him because something's going to happen and Jalen Hurts will get traded to the Jets. And we're talking about, but we don't have to talk about Kenny Pickett after tonight.
Well, disappointing end on a million levels. And, you know, he released the statement saying, well, I handled it, you know, the right way, and, you know, for me and everything else. And that's all fine and good. But it goes back to the competition, and it does tie back into the Justin Fields trade. And it's pure speculation. I was like, you're making these moves, and you start thinking about, well, is it the locker room? Are you trying to make sure there's nothing there? Right, Joe Flacco not re-signing in Cleveland. I have to raise my hand and go, all right, he got some good money where to go to Indy and all. But it's like, you're telling me Cleveland didn't want him back? Really? You guys couldn't come to an agreement after what he did? So, like, there's just some of this with the dominoes as they fall. Like, all right, there's a whole other dynamic in this. And for Kenny Pickett, I guess you have to put the best face on it. Right? You get to do the tour of Pennsylvania.
It sounds like, what are you doing on Saturday? Tour of Pennsylvania. Oh, you try all the different IPAs.
Yeah, I don't
and
even
everything.
Know if we're going to have enough time.
Oh, tour of Pennsylvania.
Going to the Home Depot.
We got sandwiches. We got IPAs. We got, oh, this
but
is
legitimate.
You can go to Shroot Farms.
Yeah, go to, yeah, a lot of, if you like beets, 100%.
Look at that. Nicely done. And Chase by his Moe's.
I forget, but there is a big sports blog that was big in like the aughts and the early teens that I think Moe's Schrute ran. Like the guy who played Moe's ran the
sports
blog.
He's a huge sports guy.
But he was like behind, like nobody knew it.
Yeah, but like
he was,
yeah, Mike,
but it was a
Mike
really
Schur
big one.
Is a big deal.
Yeah, no, Moe's Schrute ran it.
And, you know, we obviously have the connection back through Rain Wilson and their fantasy league all these many years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I told you about Kenny Pickett. I told you he was this guy. No, you don't know what you're talking. What about that drive in week 11 in the third quarter when he threw a touchdown pass to give us a lead by 4 over the Chargers? Like, that's the way people would go to try to defend Kenny Pickett. I'm like, when you're going that far, what are you really doing? What do you really look at how he's acted since the team got Russell Wilson? Immature and now out the window. I'm not even going to think. Coaches gave you way more chances than you deserved over the course of the last 2 years, but you just don't see it. Okay, fine. Good luck. But good luck being a backup.
But even going back to the end of last year, right? The fact that they chose Mason Rudolph, writing was on the wall.
Yeah.
And so if you were going to come back, no matter what they were saying publicly, it's all horse trading, right? It's liar's poker.
And they did the right thing. The Jets said, oh, we can't have Zach Wilson, but we'll keep him as a backup. Look how that screwed
them. No, that's it.
Oh, we can't. Now Kenny Pickett's our backup. Let's get him out of town. That's why the Steelers are the Steelers and the Jets are the Jets. That's how it goes, man. Mm. Exit Albata Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. I told you about Kenny Pickett. Coming up next, big news out of baseball, big upset coming out of the NBA. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio from the TireRack.com studios. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, Knicks, yo.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.